Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a three-peat, baby. You know how we coming this year? You got to take it from us. And you for damn sure ain't going to do it.
What y'all think of that walk-off win?
Amazing!
Yes,
for the big goats, we're looking for the Burrow fans. We can't find them.
That's how we do.
Come out to play.
They've scattered to their vehicles. They're flying back to Ohio. This is just what we do. All we do is win.
Spirit flies back to Ohio.
What do y'all think about Jamar Chase?
He ruined the game, bro. He cost the game. He cost the game that 15-yard penalty. He's good.
He doesn't like contact. He's weak. He's soft.
We don't like Cincy. It's a fact. We try and be respectful. They put our backs against the wall. We said, hold on, let's drink a beer, let's hang out. And we did that damn thing. And we did that damn thing two times over. Or should I say three? Or should I say four? We're going on four, we're looking for five. If there's a thing, I'm a frog, and that's what they call me, because I do frogs.
96 by the Fed, what's up? We are from Arrowhead. Who they?
They losers.
Post game audio, Mac, or was that pregame?
No, that was post. That was post.
Say, that definitely sounded like a lot of booze.
Well, I mean, we were at the parking lot by 10 o'clock yesterday. So after the game, people drink a good 8 hours, Dustman.
That dude said he'd do a frog.
He'd do a frog?
Yeah,
was that Aaron Rodgers that you interviewed in the parking lot?
Everyone's doing toad.
Oh, my goodness. Was he licking frog in the parking lot? There's a lot of stuff going on in the parking lot yesterday, but I don't know if he was licking frogs.
He was screaming at a female Bengals fan, and I said, okay, that's a good interview.
All right, look, those Bengal fans suck. They may be the worst fans.
She was flipping them off, so it seemed like,
I'm not kidding you. They're the Beverly Hillbillies, man. Like, they struck oil, and they rolled out the Beverly looking like a bunch of people from the hinterlands, and they roll into Arrowhead Stadium. That is the worst fan base that I've ever been associated with. I'd rather hang out with Raider and Bronco fans every day, because at least they respect the ring and they respect Arrowhead and they understand what the hell's going on. They understand their lot in life. The Bengals, let me tell you something. Those fans, I had one guy harassing my daughter yesterday in the crowd wearing a Ja'Marr Chase jersey. And I was like, you're a grown man, probably in your 50s or 60s, and you're harassing a 14-year-old as she's trying to get to her dad and get to her seat. Like, Bengal fans can go kiss my ass. They really suck. They're just belligerent. They're not knowledgeable, and they are disgusting. And so the Cincinnati Bengal fans, man, I don't know what anybody else's experience was like yesterday inside that stadium if you were there with this collection of losers. But I'll tell you what, man, they suck. I was so thrilled to beat their ass, and everybody felt the same way leaving that game yesterday. That was a satisfying win for a number of different reasons, and the fan behavior included as well. Watching this gentleman just fall into his seat on the pass interference call when he thought that game was over and they had it won, it was beautiful. Beautiful.
It ain't over till it's over, they say.
Especially with Arrowhead Stadium and Patrick Mahomes.
From the 816, can you guys see my text? I sent several texts with no response since the change to 96.5. That's your answer.
We got you.
Yeah. I'm so disappointed with the left tackle.
Really? The team's 2-0. We're already 6-21. We're upset? Come on now. We get to that Tuesday.
They're continuing to say they're going to get Mahomes killed. Should we call up Donovan Smith? Okay.
All right, well.
See, this is where I get confused. Like,
you didn't like him last year, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I don't know.
Not you, like the collective didn't like Donovan Smith.
I don't really get hell-bent over left tackles and right tackles. I just
enjoy a win.
I look at 2-0 in this season after beating two massive teams who are now both 0-2, and you now have, like, a three-game lead on them.
A three-game lead on the Bengals and a three-game lead on Baltimore, and we're 2 weeks into the season.
Correct.
And we're worried about the left tackle. Yeah, Andy pulled the guy yesterday.
I'm not worried about anyone in this division. But what about the Chargers? What about the Chargers?
What about them?
They got J.K. Dobbins. That's awesome.
And you know, the Rams, like they got their guy hurt. Cooper Kupp, they're out of the picture now.
I just checking
off teams that don't have a chance anymore.
Now, there is a chance that maybe Quentin Johnson might have been arrived into the NFL, which could be scary for the Chargers. But either way, we can dive into that in 2 weeks when they play
the Chargers.
But it's Monday. It's a victory Monday. The Chiefs beat Cincinnati. It's 2-0. Harrison Butker is the greatest kicker in Chiefs history. But, you know, Fesco, you do one of these things all the time that you say, you know, when it's over, or, you know, you send the text and all that sort of thing. And
Evan McPherson is very good as a field goal kicker. Never missed one against the Chiefs. 5 of 5 in his career against Kansas City. Had the game winner in the 2021 AFC Championship game. And he's got the Bengals on the board here.
3-0.
That's when you said it was over.
Yeah, because if you settle for 3 against the Chiefs and you don't get 7, it's eventually going to come back to bite you. Field goals will not beat the Chiefs, unless you're Pittsburgh, I guess, and then you just kick a bunch of field goals all year and you're 2-0. But
or you play the Giants.
Or you play the Giants. My God, Washington was 7 field goals yesterday and wins a football game. The Giants suck. And so you settle for 3 against the Chiefs, you're not going to win a football game. You've got to score touchdowns against this team. And the Chiefs holding them to 3 points there on that first opening drive where Cincinnati was moving it down the field, hey, I'll tell you what, that's a big win for the defense. And so you're probably looking at that in Cincinnati saying, damn, if we would have gotten to the end zone, we win that football game. But they didn't, and they didn't, and their fans go home to Kentucky very, very upset today. And I love this stat. I don't know if you found it, Mac, or Dustman, you found it. I'll tell you something about Will Levis. The Bengals, 9-11 since the Burrowhead game, and they've dropped now 3 straight against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's a pretty wild stat, man. That tells you right there how much that Burrowhead comment really factored in to this organization. They took it to heart. Cincinnati hasn't won since, and they're 2 games under 500. Good morning, Cincinnati. Your chili bites ass.
It does a lot of stuff. No, I will say that I don't know if it was – I mean, I agree with that take. I think that if you're playing the Chiefs, you have to consistently –
you've got to score touchdowns.
You've got to consistently score touchdowns or you're not going to win. But, I mean, honestly, to me, in general, it was over when you called the Chase thing, when he lost his absolute mind in frustration because Trent McDuffie was being a gnat and just was not leaving him alone. When McDuffie did, when he got into his head like that, which I forget what the number was, but it had something to do with, you know, whatever it might have been. Like, he had, I think
he had 1 catch for 4 yards when McDuffie was on him.
Right, whatever that number is. And when you think about what that guy can do and get into people's heads, like, Trent McDuffie still doesn't have an interception.
Right.
But he's intercepted the wavelength of people's minds in a football game more often than not. And if I'm Cincinnati, I wouldn't sign Ja'Marr Chase.
No, that guy doesn't want to sign in Cincinnati either.
Well, I think he would, but you can't play against the Chiefs. Yeah. Like you had one game against the Chiefs where you had 266 yards your rookie year, and since then you haven't done anything. And as long as he's in Cincinnati and Trent McDuffie's in Kansas City, he's never going to be able to be successful against Houston. If I'm Cincinnati, I wouldn't sign him. Yeah. I mean, I know that's an egregious take. It's kind of humorous, but I would say it was over for me the minute that he lost his cool and went absolutely berserk because he thought there should have been a hip drop tackle.
What? Which clearly was not.
And again, that's where you know, and I don't want to compare him to a child, but it's like, when you know that your kid is just giving you an excuse of why they think you're wrong, and you're like,
so daily,
you're like, think about it. Think about the situation. You're not right. This is why. And you're using the wrong reason to identify why you think you're right. That was Ja'Marr Chase in that situation. That's why frustration had leaked into his mind so much, was because he was using a penalty if he just said, hey, he's holding me, then the ref might have said something or whatever. And that's why whenever Ja'Marr Chase was talking to the ref and he's like, that's a hip drop tackle, and the ref's like, no, it's not. And he got upset that he just kind of dusted him off. It's because it was an egregious argument that it didn't make sense.
So he was so frustrated because he'd been beaten all afternoon and hadn't done anything. Yeah. He just lost his cool.
And
you know?
I think it made it like 3rd and 16 or 3rd and 17 after that penalty. To me, when that happened, that's when it was over because of so many different things. One, Ja'Marr Chase was out of the game. I mean, he was checked out.
Well, and then I don't know if they showed it on TV when they came back from break. He was still on the sidelines yelling at the referees.
They let us know.
Did they let you know? Okay. Oh, yeah. they were pulling him away and all that stuff. Okay. They let us know. I like that.
Oh, yeah. They were nonstop.
That made me laugh. They let us know.
They were nonstop, showing him, slamming his helmet down.
Oh, they had microphones over the top. They were covering this thing like it was a major event on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah. It's not my fault that they were showing that guy constantly throwing his helmet down and constantly, and that's what I thought was funny is when the pass interference play got called, which is officially when it was over.
Oh God. Yes.
They showed Burrow and he was, arms in the air, ripping and everything off, throwing his helmet down. And I tweeted this cause I thought it was hilarious. Mahomes did that last year and they called him a crybaby.
Yeah.
Burrow does it this year. Oh man, I get his frustration. Mm-hmm. We can't have it both ways.
Well, no, you can't, but Mahomes is dominating all the time. And so people don't like people who dominate. They kind of want to take you down, right? When you're on top of the mountain, Dusty, it's like they're coming after you, they're coming after you, they're coming after you. And Burrow's that guy trying to get up to the mountain, and Patrick Mahomes just keeps pushing him off the side of the mountain. And people start rooting for the underdog a little bit, right? They want to see somebody different. They want to see somebody new. So they're going to start poking holes in everything that we do to make it look like it's bad. Like there's some Buffalo talk show host that works for our sister station that is complaining that the Patrick Mahomes interception that was overturned is the 17th overturned interception by penalty for Patrick Mahomes since 2018, which leads the league. People are now losing their minds trying to find stats that try to say the referees are in the pocket of the Chiefs or Patrick Mahomes is, losing his cool when Joe Burrow is just frustrated and showing emotion on the sidelines. Like, it's gotten to that point where people have run out of ways to try to beat the competition. They've expunged everything. We're 2 weeks into this season, and the alleged two biggest competitors to the Chiefs have fallen off, and they're both sitting at 0-2, and the rest of the NFL is going, oh, my God, this team is going to go for a three-peat, and there's just nothing we can do about it, so they make up things.
From the text line, y'all Chiefs fans are the worst, saying we like you, contribute. You talk trash just as much as we do. We were at the Bengals-Chiefs game last year, and my wife was wearing a Joe Burrow jersey, wasn't playing, got beer thrown on her and cussed out. Burrow outplayed Mahomes, LOL. I love the stat that Mahomes has 17 interceptions called back due to a penalty. I love the stat that Mahomes has 17 interceptions called back due to a penalty so much he sent it twice.
I also love the fact that Patrick Mahomes has won two straight Super Bowls and Joe Burrow, was it toothless? Is that what the promo said the other day? Toothless and ringless? Yeah.
So I want to bring this text up real quick because I do want to say this.
Bengal fans, sit back down. You guys were total jerks in the stadium yesterday.
If I may, I would like to direct my attention towards this text. I will say this. All football fans are the worst.
Yeah.
And I will, so true. And I will continue. Yeah. If I'm wrong, go to Twitter every single Sunday or Monday, and there will be a stadium fight, whether it's a Chiefs fan, whether it's a Raiders fan, Chargers fan, Niners, Cowboys, anybody. There was a fight yesterday, literally over pizza. So all
where was that at?
I forget. I think it was in Dallas. But there was
they were fighting over Dak.
It was either that or it was a college game. But all football fans are the worst. Okay.
Fights have been happening for years.
I'll be honest. I've been to Chiefs games. I've seen my town and fans that cheer for the team that I cover act like total asses. I'm not going to deny that. Every football fan is bad. Now the second part of your text. We talk just as much trash. That is not true. Who in the Chiefs locker room during this entire before this game happened, was saying anything about the Cincinnati Bengals? Not one person.
No one.
We talk trash after the game's over because y'all set it up that way and let us be that way. I'm sorry that that thing happened to your wife at the game with the Burrow jersey on.
Yeah, that does suck. Yeah.
And again, it doesn't matter if it's Burrow or not. You can wear an AJ Green jersey. It doesn't matter.
I saw a Boomer Esiason jersey yesterday.
I see Derek Thomas jerseys. Yeah, the guy's been dead for 20 years. To say that he didn't play and he still got beer thrown again, it happens to everybody. Yeah. It's in every stadium. But the fact that you say that they talk just as much trash is literally not true. And the fact that we do talk trash is because we do it after we walk it. We talk it, then we walk it. We walk it, then we talk it. You guys just have no reason. You beat Kansas City one time in AFC Championship game. Congratulations. It's time to move on.
And that's also ancient history. Like, you're holding on to a game that happened, 3 years ago, 4 years ago now, going in. Like, Andrew Benintendi was a Royal back then. Like, that tells you how long ago that
it's
was.
It's the guy that got laid his sophomore year, never got laid again. Then his senior year, he's like, remember when I had sex with Stacey?
Yeah, right.
Dude, that was like two and a half years ago.
Yeah.
People never forget.
They're 9-11 since that game. That's 0-3 what we said. Versus the Chiefs.
Yeah, 0-3. I mean, it's like you're not living up to your end of the bargain. And I will say this. What prompted somebody to throw a beer on you? I don't think somebody just turned to you and threw a beer.
Come on.
Depending on what point of the game it was.
It doesn't matter if it's Bengals or Chiefs fan. When the flow of the alcohol is moving, people get stupid.
But you know what? I will say, man, this has turned into a very hated rivalry. Like, there's no love. Like, we're at the end of the day, you're like, all right, man, I appreciate you. Chiefs fans don't like Bengal fans.
Nope.
Bengal fans don't like Chiefs fans. And that's good. That's healthy. But yeah, you're right, Mac. Like, you've lost three straight now against Kansas City, and you're 9-11 since you said Burrowhead. That's not a good look.
Like, worry about yourself. Make the playoffs.
Yeah, like, make the postseason, make a little bit of a run, and you did one time. Congratulations, one time.
And that's the thing.
That's why you're the Beverly Hillbillies of fans. You act like you've arrived. You haven't done squat.
It's just, to me, it's hilarious. I just want to bring up that text because it's like, it's not accurate. I will be honest. Like, and I said this earlier, like, I've been to Chiefs games. I've seen Chiefs fans act brutal. I've also been to a Denver Broncos game where I went into a Broncos game on a bachelor party. Mahomes' game where he got hurt. Guy behind me started cheering.
Yeah, have you ever been to a football game where you weren't, like, appalled by something that was going on?
It's football. Like, that's the thing about it, is that that's what football is. It is the number one entertaining sport where people go to, and it's where everything goes out the window.
Oh, my God, yes.
I've seen a girl who's probably a good Christian lady fall asleep in the first quarter because she was too inebriated. Football.
Oh, I've seen that. I got a text from a buddy yesterday, guy in his section getting carried out yesterday before the game.
Before.
Oh, yes. It happened very early in the game. I saw somebody yesterday who was struggling to drink out of the straw.
Jeez. Mm.
So, yeah, people sometimes overindulge at these games. I've seen that. I was telling people yesterday some of the stuff I've seen over the years in the parking lot. My God.
Mm.
Whew. Yeah. I saw one guy many years ago at a preseason game walk right into a tree and knock himself out at a preseason game.
Preseason.
So people like to overindulge. It's one thing to overindulge. It's another thing to start taunting other fans in the stands.
A jerk.
And the Bengal fans were like that all. They arrived like they were like the king, and they had an entourage, and oh, we're the best, and we're the Bengals, and we're going to beat you. And they made their presence known, and they talked trash all game. And then the game-winning kick goes in, and I didn't hear anything from them.
Not a peep. That missed PAT came up huge.
I mean,
for the Bengals.
You know, you if you're going to come at the king, you best not miss, man. Like, there's no more truer line in the world today than if you come at the king, you best not miss. And if you're going to come at Patrick Mahomes and you're going to come at Arrowhead Stadium, you best not miss. Guess what? You done missed.
How do you leave this one? Look, this is not a moral victories team, but do you leave this one feeling you let one get away?
It doesn't feel great losing.
Can you tell us what happened on your penalty?
I know you got to ask defense. I wasn't on the field.
Oh, no, the one when you got flagged.
I'm talking about it.
I feel like there's a go ball on the one to Burton that you might have had a chance to make a play on the opposite side of the field.
Yeah, we had a chance.
How much can this offense build off today?
What?
We came out great. We had a good fight. I couldn't be more proud of the guys today.
How would you describe the Bengals Chiefs the other day? You said it wasn't a rivalry, but it seems like every single game you guys play comes down to the final player today.
Just good football, two good quarterbacks playing against each other.
How would you characterize your frustration level right now?
Fair enough. I like losing.
Wow. I feel like, and maybe this is me being a Chiefs fan, but I feel like he's got to address the penalty.
I mean, why did the next reporter just let him off the hook and just intervene right away?
I think that's
just... Was that the website guy?
I don't know. We didn't have to... We had to have gold in that locker room. I didn't need Alex in the Chiefs locker. I needed Alex in that Cincinnati locker room. That's where I needed Mr. Gold.
Alex likes to hang out with winners.
I'll hold his feet to the fire. I'll go in next time.
I mean, the thing is...
Tell us about that penalty. I wasn't on the field. It was on the defense. No, the one you committed.
Yeah, that's the best that part about great. That whole audio.
What can you take away from the offense in this game, Jamar?
Which is...
He's got your ass beat.
And that's why I think that, you know, at least in my opinion, I think this is one of those things where when you're trying to get a contract and you come up with, we're the team to beat in the AFC, we're the reason why... And then you had a penalty that was extremely crucial to your team in a very, very crucial situation.
Hell yeah.
And then they ask you about it, and you're like, I don't know, I have to ask the defense. One, throwing the defense under the bus.
Be a man.
Two, and he goes, no, the one you committed. I'm not talking about it.
Yeah.
And then I'm sorry, I didn't have the opportunity to be there. Could have probably been there, didn't have the opportunity. That's when you say, why not talk about it? It was a big part of the game. And then you have to see where they go from there.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, and he doesn't want to go from there, you've at least had a follow-up. But to then be like, do you think the offense has made a better change since last week?
I mean, can you believe that? That's why I'm like, is that the website guy? Come on now. That was a bad question there. And letting him off the hook for that's arguably, maybe it's not even arguably, the biggest play of the game, right? I mean, like, if you start to look at, like, what the biggest play of the game truly was, what if Jamar Chase doesn't react like that, Dusty? We're probably not talking about a Chiefs win today.
Also, if he's not talking a whole bunch of crap before the games every time they play,
yeah,
and he's just quiet, maybe there's a little bit less of an aggression feel on, and I'm not saying that that's going to be the case, and you can roll your eyes, but I'm saying just like, there wouldn't be so much hatred from our side, because to me, I have no issue, I have no problem if you're going to be in sports and you're going to talk a whole bunch of garbage.
Not at all. It's part of the game.
Back it up.
Back it up.
Cameron Britt, you talked a lot of bull crap.
And he backed it up.
You had a one-handed pick against Xavier Worthy. And a lot of people, and somebody came out to me at Twitter and was like, Mahomes underthrew it. That doesn't underline the fact that he picked that ball off with one hand. Falling backwards against Xavier Worthy.
Right. Yeah, Mahomes did underthrow. Even no question.
Even though he did get torched by Rashee Rice earlier on in the game, he still came back and he walked it and he talked it.
Oh, yeah.
But Jamar Chase... This is now the third consecutive game where you have done absolutely nothing except run your mouth. And when you do not produce. And when you do not produce and you run your mouth, you no longer get to run your mouth.
He's the guy that runs hot and then just fizzles out, right? Like, and I think like Jamar Chase used all his energy during the week, you know, not taking a contract that was offered by Cincinnati, which would have made him the highest paid receiver in the NFL, which tells me he wants no part of Cincinnati, and then ripping the Chiefs all week instead of focusing on what matters. And then you let your emotions get the best of you. And, you know, when you're you're playing sports, it's one thing to have a mistake physically. You can live with the physical mistakes. The mental mistakes are the ones that you can't live with. And you don't see the Chiefs having these meltdowns like Ja'Marr Chase did, right? You don't see the Chiefs acting that way. That's because they're a veteran team. They have leadership. They understand. Like, and I know this is kind of a microcosm of everything, but yesterday during the player introductions, they're all running out. The crowd's going wild. I'm looking at the sidelines, and I'm trying to find Andy. And Andy's on the sidelines, and him and Nagy are standing there with all this hoopla's going on, calm and collected, just going through the play sheet, keeping everything calm. And my daughter says to me, she goes, does Andy ever, like, really show emotion? Like, remember, like, Nagy running up and down the field? Like, we never see that out of Andy. And I go, no, that's the perfect way to be a leader. You don't want to get too high. You don't want to get too low. And when your leader acts that way, everybody else follows, and you don't see these mental breakdowns that end up costing your team. Again, it's one thing to lose because you got beat and they beat your ass. It's one thing to lose, though, when you run your mouth and you get a penalty and you cost your team because you're being a me player and not a team player. And that's what Ja'Marr Chase was yesterday. Got his ass kicked by Trent McDuffie.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Duffy all afternoon and then melted down in front of official and cost his team the game.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.